And he, going to school, he'd walk the ditch. If it'd have to get too deep to where it'd go over his boots, or he'd go right up the ditch going. And sometimes he'd fall down, too. I thought about that a lot of times.
What about, you know, a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You say he's just a plain
idiot.
Would somebody be likely to call a person like that and say he's just old plain fool?
Yeah, plain fool or an idiot. He's just an idiot or just a plain fool.
If you call somebody a fool like that, is that a pretty strong thing to say about him?
Yeah, it is. His mental facilities are not all there.
Like some people say, he's not playing with a full deck.
Yeah.
You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Or say a man who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it. You'd say he's a...
Scrooge.
Scrooge.
A tightwad.
Tightwad. You ever heard anybody say he's so tight he squeaks?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that.
If you were to use the word common about somebody, say, oh, so-and-so, just as common as he can be, what would you mean by that?
Well, you'd mean he's somewhat a down-to-earth person.
Just an average individual?
Mm-hmm.
Could you ever mean that in a bad sense?
Well, it could be, yeah.
For example, I've heard some people use the expression, well, so-and-so is just as common as gully dirt.
Yeah.
You ever heard that?
I don't believe I have.
But you could possibly use it either
way.
Well, what about, say, if you knew somebody who was about 95 years old, but she was still able to get around and do her own cooking and cleaning, you might say, well, old so-and-so might be old, but she still might.
Some of them say mighty frisky.
Mighty frisky?
Yeah.
Ever heard anybody around here say anything like, well, she's still mighty spry?
Yeah, you use the term spry.
Say if a woman's children are out at night later than usual, she might say something like, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
Or say a child who gets scared very easily. Have you ever heard other children call him anything in particular?
Brady Cat.
Brady Cat. Do you ever have any young friends like that?
I don't remember.
They usually get picked on, if I remember correctly. Or say somebody who leaves a lot of money lying around on a table in open sight and leaves the door unlocked. Do you say he's mighty
careless?
Or if you had an aunt named Lizzie, you might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie. It's just that every now and then she acts kind of
cute.
Have you ever heard anyone use the word queer in that sense? She acts mighty queer.
Yeah.
Or say somebody who makes up his mind about something and just won't change it, whether he's right or wrong.
Stubborn.
Ever heard anybody use any other expression for that?
No.